walking with Jesus. Something that we need to learn to do, not just here at Pilgrim Camp, but everywhere we go, just to know that He's with us. And to always be ready, the Bible tells us, to give a reason for the hope that is within us. Praise God. You never know who you're going to run across, and the door that the Lord may open for you to share something of His love. Years ago, I used to think that if I go to a hospital, I'll find people that are needy and that are discouraged and need to hear the gospel, need to share the love of God with them. Now I find it's when I go to the gas station. Everybody's depressed. Nobody smiles at the gas station anymore. I find that. And so we need to be a light for Jesus right there. And let them know that Jesus loves them and He has everything under control. And He's a good shepherd who takes care of all of our needs. Somebody was telling me, what are we going to do? The gas prices are going up. And I thought, well, the Lord has to provide. All the prices are going up. And He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, so we'll just have to cash in a few extra cattle, I guess. And that'll take care of that for me and you. Praise God. And so, I think that the Lord let the gas prices go up to test all the Christians. To see if they complain or not. And all of us, have you failed that test? Or you have the victory? Well, He matters. These things that happen in our life matter. And we can glorify God in all these things. And that's always the best way to go. Praise God. I was interested in these testimonies tonight. They're a real blessing to me, and especially this thought of change. I liked what our brother said, that it was more natural for his wife to respond as Jesus would respond than she used to or would have responded otherwise. And you know, that's what Jesus is after. The Bible talks about us being partakers of the divine nature. To have the nature of Jesus in us. And when we are partakers of the divine nature, then it becomes natural for us to be like Him. And when we're not partakers of the divine nature, then it's natural for us to be like ourselves. And that's not a very pretty picture all the time. Jesus wants to draw so near to us and unite us so perfectly to Himself that it's just natural for us to speak as He would and to respond to things that happen in our life in a way that He would. And it's really true that after a time of seeking the Lord like this, you find that God has made some real changes. And we come under His authority more. He takes over. And we find that when we go back home, we see more of Jesus coming forth in our lives. And it seems somewhat effortlessly. It's not that we're trying to do the right thing and we're gritting our teeth. But we find that just by spending that time in His presence, something happened. And then God wants us to learn to maintain those changes, to allow Him to establish those changes in our hearts and to keep growing in those changes. And so I just want to read a passage of Scripture with you from the second book of Peter. And it's just a few verses in the first chapter there that speaks of this. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us, through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Here he speaks about the knowledge of God. That's, of course, not knowing about Him only. But we read the Bible and we learn about the Lord, but there's a knowledge of God that has to do with knowing Him personally. And he said that as we get to know Him, that He fills us with His grace and His peace. They're multiplied in our life. He has, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Here he says that everything that we need in life has been provided for us through Jesus. And that we receive all that we need to live life and to live a godly life as we get to know him. That ought to be our main pursuit in life, to get to know Jesus better. To really know him. And to be partakers of him. And so he says, everything that you need in life is not going to come through education. I'm not against education. I respect those that have a good education and have worked hard and applied themselves. But we're not going to get all that we need in life through that channel. And it's not going to be in other ways that people pursue, but it comes through our knowledge of God, getting to know Jesus, spending time with him, and allowing him to reveal himself to you. All that you need in this life, and to live a godly life, we receive by his divine power as we get to know him, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And here he speaks about that divine nature. That nature of Jesus, being possessed by Christ, and experiencing how natural it can be to just shine for him and be like him. Praise God. I used to use an expression about certain people that they were spiritually natural and naturally spiritual. And that you have to take time to think about that a little bit, what that means. I said, you know, their spirituality wasn't just something that they put on Sunday, or it wasn't something that seemed to be so strange, but it was so natural for them to be a spiritual person. Brother Bob Collis, one of our ministers, who was with us years ago, said that sometimes I would go into people's homes to pray with them. I would visit people in our churches, and some people, when I said, let's read the Bible and let's pray, they felt so uncomfortable, and you could feel that. It wasn't something that they were very comfortable with. And then he said there are others that are just so natural. They just entered in right away and began to worship with me and praise the Lord and pray. It was such a natural part of their life to be spiritual and to walk with the Lord. And you know, that's how God wants it to be in all of our lives. He wants that our spirituality to be something very natural. We don't relegate that to Sunday or to certain religious activities, but everything we do, we can do in a way that pleases him, that honors him. We include him in that, and we say praise the Lord when things go well, and praise the Lord when things go wrong, and we just find it so natural to walk with Jesus. And people notice that. They notice that you have something different, something real. And to be spiritually natural and then naturally spiritual, that even the natural things in your life, that you can do them in a way that pleases the Lord and honors him. Where our life is made up of many natural responsibilities. And sometimes people say, I wish I could be free from this so I could be more in church and I could be more in the Word and more in prayer. But you know, until that comes, you can at least give yourself right there and say, Lord, help me to do this for you. And help me to do it in a way that you would be pleased with. Give me the right attitude. Help me to rejoice. Help me to praise you. And everything I do, whether it be natural or spiritual, let me do it in a way that honors Jesus. And so, to be a partaker of the divine nature means that Jesus gets hold of you in such a way that when someone steps on your toe, the first thing you say is, praise the Lord. When something doesn't go your way, you find that you respond the way Jesus would respond. And it really is Jesus. It's Jesus in you. And so, that's something that we can claim while we're here. To be more like Jesus. And to be like him in the most natural way. Praise God. Praise God. Well, let's just stand together and let's sing that chorus. To be like Jesus, all I ask to be like him. Praise God. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like Him, so meek and lowly, so humble and holy, all I ask, to be Heavenly Father, we know that you're going to answer that prayer because we know we're praying according to your will when we pray, make us more like Jesus. And Lord, again, we just want to register our faith to this end. Lord, we believe that you are going to make us partakers of the divine nature as we seek you in these days, and that you're going to bring about changes that are deep and lasting and that reflect Jesus Christ in and through our lives more perfectly. Now cover us with your blood, Lord. Cover this whole camp with your blood. Children down in the village and the cottage and all of us here. Keep us this night, Lord. Prepare us for a wonderful day in your presence tomorrow, we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Staff, please.